Blog Talk Radio.
Jersey Shore Angel,
we can't wait to talk with her. She's going to tell us all about the unknown, lost loved ones, and she'll answer your questions.
Oh, yeah.
So give us a call at 646-478-0999, and let's get on with this very important show. Joanne, go ahead.
Hey, how are you? First, let me say, she's my Jersey Shore Angel.
I love it. I love it.
Well, let me also say,
I
apologize for my voice. It's getting there. Anyway, Maureen, welcome. Thank you so much for joining us. Can't thank you enough. It's a pleasure. You're a wonderful, wonderful person, and we just had to share you with everybody.
Thank you so much. It's an honor of being on your show, guys. Wow.
Yeah, you are just amazing, absolutely amazing. So let me ask you, when did you know
sure.
that you had an ability to help people?
You mean the gift?
The gift, yeah, to help people.
The gift, we call it. Okay, so I was 5 years old. I lived in Beach Street and in Orange, New Jersey, and I asked my mom, can I go outside and play? She said yes. I remember it so well. It was an October morning, beautiful out, and I saw these kids playing.
Yeah.
And I said, oh, Mommy, the kids are playing. She said, all right, put your coat on, you know. Good mom. Rest in soul, Mom. Rest in peace, Mommy.
Yeah.
And I was outside, and I put it together. Wait a minute now. If I can't make contact with these two kids, where are they from? Kenny and Belina. Those were my make-believe friends. At least I thought they were.
Right.
And it took me quite a few years to realize that they were my guardian angels.
Wow. Wow.
So my mom came out there and goes, get in the house. You're not playing with nobody. There's nobody here.
Mm.
So, you know, that went through. I put my mom through a lot. I mean, get me out of school, putting me in special classes because I was being bullied by people. You're retarded. You're crazy.
Mm.
I was put into Overbrook Mental Institution.
Wow.
I went for shock treatments.
Wow.
Yeah, because, you know, back then, the 70s, my parents had great jobs. My mother was an insurance examiner, I believe, or a Prudential. I don't know what the quite job she had. And then they worked down in the Essex County Police Department down there. They did some work down there.
Mm.
You know, and Mom knew all the judges. So, you know, I shamed them, I guess.
Wow. Wow. And yourself,
I went through a lot of pain.
Right, right. And do you find that to be maybe why you were chosen, that you've gone through so much pain and you could share so much happiness with others, knowing the pain that they're going through as well sometimes?
Yes. I mean, well, the first book I was going to write wasn't going to be Fallen Angel. It was going to be The Chosen One.
Ah. That's
and then I said to myself, nobody's chosen. That's not how God does that. He,
right.
It's on His terms or whatever. You're not a chosen. Nobody's got to be chosen. You don't choose to do. You choose to do things if you want on your own terms. You know.
Right. Right.
So I said, you know what? I'm kind of like a falling angel because all my life I've dealt with disabilities. Like I have lupus. I have RA, and I notice when I don't do it, I'm scorned with another illness. So I try to back off this stuff for a while, and I'm like, uh-oh, I'm getting sick again. And that means that I am chosen to do this, probably. This is my mission.
Right.
How do you say that word, Joanne, from God, that you're I believe that I'm an angel from God sent to do the missions, because each step to my life, like there was a guy, no names mentioned. He was 30 years old. He lived to 30, and I helped the mom take care of him. I fell in love with him. He looked like Gene Simmons.
Yeah.
And I realized that he was born with spinal bifida, but I also realized why I was in his life.
Mm.
I was in his life to help him through a process to go home.
Right.
But he lived to 30.
Wow.
And his mom said,
his
mom said, don't give him no chocolate cake. I said, don't you tell me not to give my fiance chocolate cake. This is last cake. He's 30 years old because he had kidney failure.
And he also,
every step of my way, I'm learning that I'm in people's lives for reasons, you know?
Right. So,
ask me anything you want.
I am. So, based on, how did you know that they were your guardian angels? What, like, came to happen that you... instead of them being an imaginary friend, how did you know they were actually...
They were everywhere. They started showing up in my bedroom, and school. I was talking to them in school. I'd get up and disrupt the class. And then I knew when I couldn't go through... I knew when I went to run to them to hold and hug and touch, you know, get a physical touch.
Yeah.
I couldn't.
Now,
I'm like, okay, this isn't funny.
Right. Now, also, I believe your sister is gifted as well?
Sharon, yes. She came out in the 80s because she was very smart. She knew what would happen to her.
Mm. Well, she saw it happen to you, so.
Yeah. She's just as good as I am, but I feel that I'm very strong, and she'll tell me that. I'm very strong. I've gotten stronger over the years, and... I will give you, my husband's going to call in, John.
Mm.
He was courting me at the time, I think I was married at the time, but we went down. He had a limousine service, and one of his drivers got sick. So you know how, Joanne and John, you go down the street by the towers?
Yeah.
That street you turn there?
Yeah,
the towers are on, I believe the towers are on your right, left. And I saw gold doors, okay? So, John, you know how Italians talk, everything be beautiful, I'll take you to dinner, right? I looked at him in the car and said, wouldn't it be a shame if planes hit these buildings?
Wow, the day before. Wow.
Actually, it was 2 weeks before.
Oh, 2 weeks, I'm sorry.
2 weeks before, and he said, why would you say that? And I said, John, we have to warn them. He said, you're crazy, they'll put you in a straitjacket.
Mm.
I mourned, I wanted to kill myself.
Right. It's a guilt.
And as I wrote this book, Fallen Angel, guys, which is available on Barnes & Noble.
Cool.
There's a guy named Barry that came in when I was writing it. He screamed at me, why didn't you tell them? Why didn't you tell them?
Wow.
Over and over. And I knew that was somebody.
Yeah.
He was from 9/11 in the building.
Wow. So what experiences can you... tell us that was like the most helpful that you think to someone, without naming names, obviously, and stuff like that.
Yes, the most helpful. There's many. I mean,
How about the one that
I do my tour dates in Freehold.
The one that touched you the most. How's that?
Okay. A lady came in my office, angel room, and she was going to be dying in 3 weeks from brain cancer.
Mm.
And I'm shaky because I can remember this. And she asked me to help her take her life, and I said, I can't do that.
Mm.
She said, please tell me, is it scary? Because I know who you are.
Right.
I said, no, baby girl. I said, let me tell you something. I said, we sat down, we looked at each other, eye contact. And I said to her, I lost my spleen in 1979. I was a little girl in a car accident. And the only way I can get out of that car accident, because they were going to tow the car away with me in it. A high school, it was not a high school, it was a small grammar school, and the girl was smoking pot. She crashed. I was under tire or something. And then there was a pool collapse. It was like multiple things happened to me.
Wow.
So, you know, with that, I told her that when I was dying at 2:30 in the morning, they called my parents and told her, you better come in. We gave your daughter last rites. We're taking emergency surgery. Her spleen ruptured. Her diaphragm ruptured.
Wow.
I saw the light, and I told this woman that. She said, What's it like? I said, all I can tell you is you feel love greater than you're feeling on this earth, greater than having a baby, greater than sex.
Wow.
There's no way to describe it.
Wow.
You're so close to Jesus.
Wow.
And I told her, that is why. Don't be scared.
No.
I said, but what about the funeral pyre and all this stuff? That scares me. I don't want to seem like that. I said, let me tell you something, honey. That's like if an animal passes away. What do you see? Their soul's out of them. Your soul, sweetheart. Your soul rises.
Mm.
That is just what's left of your body. You understand me? And that's what we got to do in the physical world. That's the laws down here, baby girl.
Nice.
You know, you pay your respects, you know, and
nice.
All that. But your soul will be risen. Hallelujah. Your soul's going to go to heaven.
Right, right.
And do you know, when we got done, 4 hours later, she was hugging me. Her hospice nurse said I did a great job. I helped her 100% to accept it.
Wow. Nice.
So that was one of my best ones.
Yeah.
One of many.
Yeah, I'm sure. If anybody wants to call in and ask Maureen a question or... maybe she could feel you out. I don't know, but
I don't know. But one of your clients, I'm getting a mother that passed away, and she looks like a wax lady, you know, from the Army.
Really?
She's coming to me. Yeah. Now remember something, guys. When you open the channel, here we are. It's opened. I'm open. Everything's open in my room right now. I got the candles lit. We're open.
If anyone,
I'm writing names down right now. People that are calling in.
Joanne?
The people that are going to call in tonight, their loved ones are waiting. Billy is a loved one.
Whoa, okay. Yeah, John.
Mary?
John, yeah.
I have a caller, Jennifer,
Jack?
And she, Jennifer has a question for Maureen.
Jennifer.
So, Jennifer,
okay.
Are you on the line,
in.
Jennifer?
Yeah,
I'm here.
Jennifer,
I'm here.
Welcome
Hi,
to
guys.
The show.
Hi.
Hi, right. Jennifer. How are you?
I'm good. How are you? I'm
I
getting choked up
you,
already.
But
I didn't even
so
talk
beautiful.
To you.
You look so
Thank
beautiful.
You.
I'm getting somebody a year ago. I think she says she's your aunt.
Mm.
Is she there?
I'm here.
All right. Aunt, a letter T or a letter J?
Oh, wow.
There's a T, but it was more than
I
a year
say
ago.
Aunt Lizzie, Bessie, Dizzy, Lizzie. Remember
no.
something? I want you to know something, Jennifer. They come up very squeaky.
That's okay.
It's like white noise, okay? So understand, be
That's fine.
Patient with me, if you will.
I will. I believe.
She just comes. Is this a year ago? Are you holding something on you right now that belongs to somebody?
I
Hello?
Am.
Are you holding something?
I am. I'm wearing something.
A jewelry on your neck?
Not my neck. I have
okay.
a ring.
I feel. Like, well, I do feel like it's a jewelry item. Are you wearing ashes?
No.
Mm.
All right. What is that? I said no. Okay. I'm looking on your wrist. What is that on your wrist?
I have a ring.
Okay. Is that a gem?
It's hearts with diamonds.
Is that a wedding band? Wedding. Is that? Okay, question. Is this your aunt? It's like a mother type. She comes up to the mother?
It's my grandmother.
Wow. Were you close to her?
Yes.
Oh. And then she passed away, what, a year and a half ago? 2 years?
3 years.
Wow.
Oh, honey, I'm so sorry. And I see you. You got married?
Yes.
You're beautiful. Wow. Congratulations.
Thank you.
And you have children? You have children?
Not real children, but fur children.
fur babies.
You got fur babies! You got two fur babies?
Yep.
All right.
I do, I have two.
Is one black?
Yes.
Oh, give a kiss from the Jersey Shore Angel. Well, ask me questions, baby girl. Ask me questions. Do you want to have children?
I do.
All right. I feel like you have polycystic ovaries. I'm seeing you light up down below.
I have endometriosis and some issues.
I was
going to
say the yellow ribbon. You know what? Let me tell you something, Jennifer and Caitlin. Call in if you're listening to me, Caitlin. Also, Rachel, call in if you're listening. These girls came to me, and they lost all hope of having babies. And I saw their babies before they saw their babies. I saw the babies before they were conceived. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Never give up. Never. Are you about 28, 29?
I'm 39.
Oh, wow. You look very young. You're a young soul. Wow. You're a young soul. Are you going on vacation, dear?
No.
Anything planned?
Any going anywhere?
I mean, I have scheduled vacation time, but not like a planned vacation.
Okay, why do I
think
Florida with you? Do you have family in Florida, Jennifer?
I do.
Okay. Now, do you have a brother?
No.
Okay. All right, so there's a male coming through. I feel like this did, and this is not. This may not be for you. It may be for next caller. There's a soul in here that's a young male that overdosed.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that could be you, Joanne.
I had an uncle overdosed, but I also had a cousin who died young, but it wasn't an overdose, but
okay.
He passed away young.
And how long ago was that? About 10? I'm getting a 10-year mark or less. Nothing over that?
Less than 10 years, maybe 5, 6.
All right, I got him. Yep, I got him. Remember something? When they come in your room, this is like a celebration of life to them. Like, you know, we go to showers and weddings and
mm-hmm.
stuff. This is an opportunity for the porthole to open for them. And believe me, once the show ends, they just... we say the prayer. We'll end the prayer, Joanne. You have to do that because they have to go to light because otherwise I won't get no sleep.
Yeah.
And I'm serious when I say that.
No, me too.
Jennifer, are you moving?
No.
No, I meant places with a job.
I did get a promotion.
Thank
but
you.
I'm within the same
going
company.
Up there, girlfriend. Congratulations.
Thanks.
Wow. Anything you want to ask me, beautiful? She's so pretty. You have blonde hair?
No.
Well, you ever blonde?
My mom does.
I can see your mom. Wow. Wait, hold on a minute now. You're opening. Oh, my God. More people coming in for her. Hold on. So your mom, your grandfather passed away. This is your mom's dad, right?
Yes, he's passed.
Okay, no, the man that, okay, so let's go back, ready? So you got the grandmother that came through, correct?
Yes.
All right. Did you ever call her a nickname?
Nothing like
and
strange.
And is there a Elizabeth or Lizzie or a Mary? Because those are the names that came on when the show started, and those names are in my room right now. Mary, Lizzie.
No. Something with an airy, like a...
Yeah, and there's another soul here named... Okay, it's not Lizzie. She says her name is Tessie.
Oh, my God.
Who's Tessie? Tessie, who are
my
you?
My grandmother was Terry.
Oh, my God.
Okay, baby girl. She says, I love you, I love you, I love you.
Oh, my God.
Still there, Jennifer?
You okay, Jennifer?
Yeah.
Okay.
Take a deep breath, precious.
That's all right. She's here to help us.
Hey, don't I get to pick the winner?
Tell her,
Jennifer.
You pick the winner. You pick the winner. Well, we were gonna say a number from 1 to 30, but if you want to pick Jennifer, that's up to you. It's your gift certificate, honey.
I'm going to tell you what. We're going to let one of my spirit guides pick a winner.
Okay.
All right.
All right.
You okay, Jennifer?
I am. Just, I really believe.
Now, Jennifer, mommy, why am I getting a breast cancer ribbon?
She had breast cancer.
Wow.
Okay, thank you.
Wow.
Mommy did, right?
My grandmother, yeah.
Okay, so okay, she comes off as a mommy, you know that? Very nurturing to you.
Yes.
Oh, I'm sorry, honey, but she's with you now, you believe me?
I do.
Okay.
You have any questions?
Any more questions? You want to do a card session, sweetie?
Is she okay?
Are you okay to go on, or would you rather we take another caller, or you want to call, try and call back if you could get through?
No, I'm okay. I just want to know that she's okay.
All right, just take a deep breath. She's fine, baby.
Okay.
She's worried about all of us here. You understand that? Okay? She wants us all to take care of ourselves, and mostly you take care of yourself. And she'll do her thing to get you better. All right?
Yeah.
She said she was holding you while you were crying because your belly was hurting so big. Is that right? Were you in the bedroom crying recently? And you had a heating pad? What is that, a heating pad in the bedroom there?
I think that's from, like, the endometriosis. Like, whenever that time comes for me, it's very painful.
I do fundraisers for that if you need me. My twin sister suffers from it, too.
Oh, my God, that's awesome.
All right, I'll help you out with a fundraiser anytime, okay?
Joanne
and John has all the info on me. I do fundraising, too.
Well, yeah, we're gonna give out information throughout the show.
Also, we're doing a party. JSA is doing an angel party group show at Joanne.
I'm going to Maureen is 19th. Gonna be at. Yep, Maureen's gonna be at my house for a party, for readings. We don't want to call it readings, for
angel sessions.
For angel sessions, and we'll talk
and
about
gifts.
That later.
And gifts.
Oh, and gifts.
Well, Joanne speaking about gifts, isn't we have to pick a number, or the people have to pick a number tonight? Is that what
Maureen said she'd like her angels to pick tonight.
Yep, my angels are going to pick a number. So, but
okay,
everybody
cool.
on your end, okay, everybody, I'll tell you guys, I'm going to text Joanne the number.
Uh-huh.
It's going to be 1 to 30, but my angel guide's going to name the number.
All right, so
let's keep it 1 to 30.
So we have Jennifer. We have your phone number, and pick the
Jennifer,
number.
Jennifer, love and light to you.
Thank you so much.
Love you.
Wait. Pick a number, Jennifer. We'll call you if you're the winner.
All right, I'm gonna go with 15.
Okay,
Jennifer, gotcha.
All right, so we'll write that down, and when the angels pick, we'll call you. John has your phone number, so we can
follow
call you back.
Follow me, beautiful. Follow me, okay?
I will. I'm going to stay listening.
Okay.
Okay,
bye, Jennifer.
Jennifer, God bless you.
Anybody else want to talk to Maureen?
Yes, we have Shannon on the line here, if she's still there. Shannon from New Jersey, are you there? Shannon?
Hello, Shannon.
Okay, let's go.
Hello?
To Giovanni. Let's go to Giovanni. Giovanni, are you there?
Hi, Giovanni. How are you, Giovanni? Welcome to the show.
Hello?
Maybe this is Shannon. Is this Shannon?
Yes, this is Shannon. I'm sorry.
Hi, Shannon.
Hi.
We got
it. Hi, Shannon. How are you?
Hi. Pretty good. How are you?
Welcome to the show. Thank you for calling. We appreciate it. And welcome to our conversation with Maureen Lynch. She's a Jersey Shore Angel. And, man, she is on the money, I'm telling you.
I'm telling you. I'm getting chills.
Are
you all right, baby? Don't get chills. I'm an angel.
Oh, yeah. No, it's cold here.
I'd like to consider myself an angel.
So, Shannon, go ahead. Go ahead, guys. I'm sitting back and enjoying the show. Yeah.
Okay. Well, I just wanted to know if there's any way I could get like a feeling or a reading, or there's definitely someone that has passed away in my life that was a great deal to me, and I was just wondering if he could know that I'm still like missing him and asking for guidance.
Can you stand by, Shannon? Shannon, stand by. I'm opening the porthole for you, okay?
Okay.
I'm having a lot of...
This is a male.
Yeah.
Am I right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Just stay there. Stay there. Hold on. I'm trying to come through, get through. It's almost like I'm doing my paranormal stuff. You know what I'm saying? Like, hold on. Is this a love? A love?
Like, what do you mean? I'm sorry.
This person's sending love all around you. You're brightening up in red.
Oh, goodness.
All right. Pardon me?
Boyfriend? Is it a boyfriend? Or...
No, I never had any.
No.
Is this
a sibling?
I never had. I mean, my mom had a miscarriage, but.
Got you there. Okay, I want you to tell you. Now, your dad passed?
Hold on 1 second.
Hello?
Hello?
Shannon, you there?
Shannon, stay with us.
All right, we might have to take another caller.
Seamless?
Shannon,
oh, sorry.
Shannon, is your dad?
Yep.
Yeah. All right, Shannon, I'm sorry. We may have to take another call.
She's crying.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry.
Wait. Shannon, are you with us? We need you to be with us 100%.
Wait.
Take a deep breath.
All right, Joanne, we're gonna go to Giovanni. Giovanni's in his car, so go ahead, Giovanni. You got a question?
Hi, Giovanni. Welcome to the show.
Thanks, Joe. How's it going?
Good, honey. Go ahead.
So I just want to know who you see around me, Maureen, right now.
Hi, Giovanni.
Hi, Maureen.
Joyce, your angel here. Okay, so you're in your car there. No disrespect. Sir, you have a lot of people that pass. You understand that?
He's laughing. He's laughing.
Okay. So he's laughing, but it's weakening my energy. But go ahead. Giovanni, your father's passed?
Nope.
Because there's a man in my room related to you? Yeah. You understand this, right?
Well, I'm
asking. Are you with me, Giovanni?
I'm with you. I'm asking for a specific man that had passed in my family. So that's what I'm asking to come forward right now.
Okay, so Giovanni, I see, is there a sibling, male sibling?
No.
All right, why
Much
does this man come off like a family type guy? Do you understand what I'm saying? Like
see,
family?
Yeah, no. I'm trying to get in touch with a blood related. Let me just throw it up. I'll point you in a direction.
No, you're
great.
Papa? Is there an
My
Anthony
great,
or Tony?
I don't know if we need to take another call.
Yeah.
No, that's
Tony. That's who's there. That's my great-grandfather.
Is that Tony?
Right, Anthony.
Thank you. All right, sending love.
Come through. That's who.
Yes, he is. He's here. Sending lots of love to you, and I want you to know that whatever's coming up that you're waiting for, he said it's all good.
Okay, it's good.
You know what I mean by that, right? We don't got to let the world know. All right? Good things are happening, Giovanni.
Okay, yeah.
And use your decisions wisely.
Okay.
All right? And
sure.
His name is Anthony, or did he go by the name of Tony all the time? I get Tony.
Is he kind of like a good fella?
How you doing?
I've never met him. I've only known him as Anthony, and I've never met him.
Okay, so I did have Okay, Anthony came in first, guys, remember?
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
All right, who's Mary?
So Mary, Mary was his sister-in-law.
Wow.
Okay, wow, she came through right behind him, hold on. Mary.
Yeah.
And Mary, and another Mary, Mary Ann.
I don't know a Marianne. Like
a Marianne or a Rosa. Rosa. I can smell the sauce cooking like Italy.
No.
This woman is from Italy?
No.
Okay, who's the lady from Italy? There's a lady coming in from Italy?
There's no Rosa. I mean, most of the people I'm trying to talk to are all from Italy. So,
thank you.
And Mary,
thank you. That's what I'm getting. I get Italy so strong around you. Yes.
Yeah, it's all, that's
amen,
my life.
Amen, 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 Giovanni.
Joanne can vouch
any
for that.
Other questions?
I can't hear what...
I need to know my so Anthony's father, I need you to try and see if you can get in touch with him while we're here. I need to know if you can pull out his year, his birthday.
What?
Hello? Who's in the winter?
Father.
Who's in the winter?
Who's in the winter?
I get cold. I get the winter time. November?
That's Mateo.
Thank you.
Mateo
November,
was born in November.
I get January. November and January come to my mind. Who was born on Christmas Day?
We don't have anyone on Christmas Day in the family.
I can't hear him. Go ahead. My signal's fine on my end. I hear him.
No, it's the cell phone. He's on speaker. That's why it's, yeah.
Oh, all right.
Yeah.
Sorry. No one was ever born on Christmas Day.
Wow.
In my
okay,
family.
Okay, so is that a family, like, besides everybody's favorite day, was that like a family gathering for you every day, every Christmas for a family? And was
yes.
was Anthony in that gathering that you can remember?
I've never met him. I've never met him. He died before I was born.
Okay, so who's the tall guy?
Mateo's pretty tall.
That's him.
Or was, I should say. He was pretty tall. He was born in November.
Am I feeling like I can't breathe? Like lung issues.
I don't know how he died. He was an alcoholic, so I don't know if he died from alcohol.
So probably everything went
in
the last breath. I'm feeling okay. I'm feeling the last breath. I'm so sorry. And also, I'm getting a female for you.
Yeah. Okay.
You know what I'm talking. Your aunt passed away.
My aunt. I had a cousin Terry who passed away, but I didn't talk to her too much. I had a great aunt.
Okay.
Oh,
great aunt. Okay,
Marion.
So understand something.
Marion.
There we go.
Marion.
See, I said it.
There you go.
I said it. You know what it is? All my clients and fans, they'll ponder it a little bit, and they'll say, oh, you're right. There you go.
Marion.
Go back over the tape.
Well, Mary's somebody else, but she is in the family. Mary's name was Celeste, and she changed it to Mary when she came to America. Marion, I knew. She was my grandfather's sister, and she passed away.
Wow. Oh, your middle name? Who's Michael?
Michael.
A friend of yours?
Well, I have a cousin, Mike, but he's alive. Okay.
I see. Are you doing like partnerships with somebody?
Partnership.
Upcoming, like a partnership or something. What's going on?
In regards to what? A business?
Yeah.
I have no business right now. I want to open a business, but I don't know.
That's why I'm getting that, sweetie. That's why I'm getting that. I see some good things, all right? So let's give it to April 2020, fair enough?
Okay, sure.
You know,
sure.
And you can follow up with me if you'd like, okay?
Awesome.
And I also get February. Why?
February. Who is in February? I feel like February was... I think someone died in February, but it was, you got to remember too, these people that are around me, they're my great, great grandparents and their kids.
Wow.
So most of them,
wow.
I only have it documented. I talk to them regularly, but I don't always understand them when they speak to me.
And your parents are gone too, or no?
No, they're here.
Okay. But one is ill?
They're both messed up right now.
Yeah, I'll put prayers around them, Giovanni.
So you're saying
Thank
that you have the you have these people with you at all times, is what you're saying?
Yeah.
Oh yeah, yeah.
No, Giovanni does. Yes.
You feel these people at all times?
Yeah.
He also has a guardian angel, and that's St. Michael.
Hmm.
Definitely, Giovanni's very guarded. And Giovanni, were you in an accident?
No. Like, what kind of an accident? Like a car accident or something? No.
Yeah. Like years
no.
ago.
No, I wasn't in a car accident.
I'm just seeing images. I'm just wondering if that was you or somebody else.
No, I'm trying to think of who that could have been, but no, that wasn't me.
Giovanni, can you pick a number?
Yeah, pick a number, Jake.
3.
Got him.
3. All right. Giovanni, thank you for calling. We appreciate it. We're going to take our
God
next
bless
caller.
You, Giovanni.
God bless all of you. Have a great night.
Bye. Thank you.
Thanks. Bye.
Okay. Okay, and I think we have Mary on the line. Is Mary, are you there? Mary?
Hello?
Mary?
Hello, Mary. Mary, you're not there? Okay,
Mary,
no, I think we lost Mary.
Mary.
I think we lost Mary. Let's see who we can get to next. All right, let's see. Okay, hold on. Let me see. All right, we're trying to get someone on here. Let's go to the new call. This is Bella. Bella from New Jersey. Bella,
hey,
you're on the
Bella.
Line.
Hi,
Bella.
How are you?
Hi, Bella. Bella, Michelle, Bella. Hey, welcome to the show.
How you doing?
Hi, Bella. Are you going to share your experience with me, honey?
Freaking-lutely. No.
Oh,
go ahead, share away how I did yours.
All right. She did me. No, I'm okay.
Hey.
We got a little frisky. No, I'm kidding. And all kidding aside, Maureen and I made friends through Animal House Radio and her sister. And she literally, picked up on okay, well, I'll tell you the how it happened. I had a dream about my grandfather. My grandfather was driving in a car, and he says, "You want to come with me?" And I said, "No, I don't want to go with you." And then, you know, as I'm dreaming, I see my grandfather pull up alongside me in the car, and the car was a really beautiful red sports car. So I look at him, and I says, "You know what? I'm going to go in." So I went in the car, and, you know, that was my dream. So I told my mother the dream, and my mother's like, "Why'd you go in the car for?" She was yelling at me about my dream. She's like, "You're going to die. You went in the car. How dare you?" And I'm like, "Okay, whatever." So Maureen reached out to me about my dream, and she says, "No, you're not going to die, although your grandfather is looking out for you, and he wants you to know that he's not going to leave your side until, you know, everything's okay. And, you know, he's very proud of, you know, all the decisions that you made in your life. And he realizes that, you know, it's been a hard road, you know, being that I moved to New Jersey and I'm by myself. And literally the whole family disowned me, long story short, for leaving my husband of 20 years. Because I come from a real, real Italian family. I'm first generation born in this country.
Yeah, we might want to save that for another show.
I know,
kidding.
Really. But anyhow, I mean, seriously, Maureen put everything in perspective because, you know, since my family did disown me to the point where my grandfather passed away, I left my ex-husband February of 2014. My grandfather died June of the same year. And they didn't even tell me. I didn't know. So one of my second cousins was at the wake, and she calls me. She's like, "Bella, where are you?" I'm like, "What are you talking about? I'm in the car." She's like, "What do you mean you're in the car?" She goes, "You're coming to Brooklyn, right?" And I said, "For what?" She goes, "Your grandfather's awake." And I just lost it.
What? Oh,
I was
my
like,
God.
Wow. So that's how I found out my grandfather died.
Wow.
So that's how much they disown me.
Wow.
But
so
anyhow,
sorry to hear about.
It's okay. Life is good, and I'm glad, you know, I made a lot of great friends in New Jersey, and, you know, I'm very spiritual, and I do believe that God always puts you where you need to be.
And there's a reason for that.
And he brings
you
the people you need. Yeah,
right.
Everything has
exactly.
to
Everything.
Women
amen.
Have breathing.
Yes.
I asked Bella, why is she so attached to me? Go ahead, say what you said today.
Okay, I just feel like divine intervention for some reason. I just really feel like such a connection with you, and it's almost like when you're hurting, I'm hurting. You know, like, and when you talk, because you read other people, like you read Janet the other day, and you were like
yes.
spot on. And
thank
I've
you.
Been helping her. She hurt her, you know, her hip, and she had nobody helping her. And being that I know what it's like to be alone, I'm always the one, you know, to help everyone. That's just in my nature.
God bless you.
So
Mary,
thank you,
Mary.
Bella. Is Mary on the line?
Oh, I'm sorry. Is this
yeah.
Bella or Mary? This Bella. Bella?
I don't
Bella.
Know who you
speak. We
so.
Got.
Yeah.
Wait a
we're
minute, who am
put,
I speaking to? Is this Bella?
We're going
to
put
Bella.
Maury on the line now.
Wait,
we're
one
put
second.
Maury on the line now.
Bella, pick a
hold
number.
Hold on. Please. 1 second. Bella,
hi.
When I first started talking to Maureen, I have the same kindred spirit with her as well. She
wow.
just, I don't know if it's her, but there's just something about her where you feel like you've known her forever.
It
it's
could be her, and it also could be you. As a, I feel like not anyone is going to be able to connect with her, but I feel like if you're pure of heart, then you're going to connect with her. It's just
wow.
simple.
Okay,
thank you.
Bella, pick a number.
Bella, pick a number.
Number 10, my birthday.
Okay, and
all
then
right,
we're going to go to
Bella.
Lori.
Thank
Lori's
you,
on the line.
Thank
hi.
You for calling. Thank you for calling, Bella.
Lori.
Yeah.
We have Lori on the line.
Hi, Lori. Welcome
yes.
to the show.
Hi, Maureen. Thanks for being here.
Hi, Lori. How are you,
hi.
Honey? Good evening.
I'm
how can I help
okay.
you?
Yeah, I lost my mom recently, and I cleaned out the house and kind of redecorated it and everything because my mother was
go
never
ahead.
One for change. And now
right,
I'm sitting
no, yep.
there, and I'm wondering, is she angry with me for making these changes? Or
now, what makes you think that? Are you having paranormal activity?
No.
Okay, so that's a good thing. If Mama okay. was mad at you, believe me, they let you know it by flashing your lights, aggravating you to no end.
Yeah, because we lived together our whole lives, and then, like I said, I just recently lost her. And
I'm so sorry. I feel like she's very, very, very close
you.
To you, though.
Yeah.
There was a bond
I,
there, yeah.
Yeah, so that's why I'm wondering.
Was your, can I ask you a question? Was
sure.
there a fur baby cremated?
A what?
A fur baby cremated.
A fur baby?
A dog?
Yeah, did you lose a dog?
Oh, well, I didn't have the dog. I guess, yeah, cremated around like 3 years ago, but I got another
that's,
one
that's
now.
That's not too far away. Your mom has that dog. She's cradling
oh,
it.
She loved Angel. Oh, my God.
Angel's a name.
Yeah.
That's right. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So
yep.
she's happy.
Everything's all right. She's fine with everything. Was that cancer?
No.
What was
dementia.
That?
Dementia.
Well, I was going to say brain because I felt like, you know, I felt like I was fuzzy and I felt like I had a pain in the back of my head. I felt like your mom had frequent headaches.
Oh, my God. Every day.
Yeah, and that's
she
what she's lives. Telling me. You know, the headaches were, oh, my God. She's like, oh, boy.
Mm.
You know,
oh my
she's
God.
Peaceful now, baby, all right?
That's what I want to know, that she's not in pain anymore.
Nope. She's in
you
heaven.
Know?
She crossed over.
Mm. Yeah. does she have
now,
any
how's
advice
life treating
for me?
You okay?
Go ahead. Yeah, it's, you know, I take comfort in knowing she's not in pain anymore.
No,
you
she's
know,
not, sweetheart. Nope, no more headaches. Oh, those
yeah.
are one thing that she said she felt like a sledgehammer was hitting her head.
Oh, my God, yeah.
And that was the word
no
she said
headaches.
To you.
Yeah.
No more headaches, no more nothing. And she's got your fur baby.
So I just want to make
her,
sure.
But was this a boy dog?
No, Angel was
girl? A girl. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, because I can't make it out, but it looks like she's got it in her arms, and she's like, it's my buddy, my baby, you know. I don't know. The dog must have comforted her. The dog looks like it comforted her. Well, she was in hospice on the end?
At home, being treated by
right.
hospice,
but
yes.
she said she died at the house.
Yes.
Okay. Now,
that's
was that
way...
dog alive at the time of her death?
No, I had a new, I got this new dog, and she did not.
I feel like there's another dog on the bottom by her feet, but that dog's alive.
Yeah, and she really didn't bond with this dog because she missed her Angel so much, and it wasn't
right,
Angel.
And it was, is this dog white?
No, grayish.
No, your dog that passed away.
Oh, it was a Yorkie, gray.
Yeah, beautiful Yorkie.
No.
Oh, yeah. Wow.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then your mom makes sure she got groomed a lot, huh?
Yeah.
She's talking about the grooming. Oh, it's a must. She had that baby. She was spoiled.
Yeah. Yeah, I know. She missed her so much.
I see change is coming for you, Lori.
Such as?
Just good things, you know. Good things.
Yeah.
I just see, I want you to play scratch off for me, please.
You want me to play a scratch off?
Yep.
Okay.
It's purple. It's
buy
purple and $5.
Buy it $5.
I see you winning like, I see you winning a couple hundred there. Are you waiting on a big check?
Actually, I am. Not big, but I am waiting for
it's coming.
Me a little bit.
Sure,
yeah.
It's coming. Yep.
Okay. Wow, anything coming in helps.
Amen to that, sister. Lori,
yeah.
Can you get any more questions, Lori?
Does my mother have any advice for me?
She said she's proud of you. Everything you've done, she's proud of you.
Okay.
Yeah, I got to ask you a question. Is Sissy there, too, with you?
Who? Sissy?
You have a sister?
No.
Sister.
I have two brothers.
Okay. All right. She wants to tell you that she's proud of how you handled everything.
Yeah.
That you could be strong, Lori, when you want to be. You know that.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Now, is your mom's birthday coming up?
Yes,
the anniversary are we talking about?
No, her birthday is actually coming up.
Wow.
Thank you.
Wow.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Can you do something special for her, please?
What's that?
You know, just remember, light a little cupcake or something, all right?
A little what?
Get a little cupcake and just wish her happy birthday, baby.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Now, you're married, Lori?
No, never been.
Never been married?
No, children. Nope.
You have the dark hair?
Yes.
Okay, I can see you. I see you in my head. What are you about, 30s?
No, God bless you, but 50s.
Wow, you look very good.
Thank you.
Even though I know, and I see you sometimes wanting to give up, Lori. Like you just get straight, like weak. You got this. You keep on going,
well,
okay?
You're right.
Please?
Yeah.
All right? Don't give up.
Yeah.
I can see you crying on occasions, honey. Come on now. Message me and, you know, message me. No charge. I comfort you, okay?
Well, thank you so much.
Pick a number. Pick a number, Lori.
Pick a number,
29.
All right, baby. Good luck, sweetie.
All right. Thank you for calling, Lori.
Thank you so much.
Love and light.
Take care. Thank you.
We have Mary back from before. She's got through again. So let's see. Mary, are you there?
Oh, we got Mary. Okay, let's write that
down.
Hi, Mary.
Okay, Mary.
Hi, how
Welcome
are you?
Welcome to the show.
Hello, beautiful.
Woohoo. Thank you for taking my call.
Mary Beth.
Hi, honey. How are you,
Mary? Go ahead. Mary Beth, the stage is yours.
Okay. I'm going to start out by picking my number. My number is 7.
You know why, Mary Beth.
No, you don't. No, you don't. And that's my question to Maureen. About 5 years ago.
Just call me Angel, honey.
Oh, Angel, honey. So about 5 years ago, I started seeing hearts in nature. And I'm talking about thousands of them, whether it was garbage, cardboard, a rock, a cloud, a flower, it doesn't matter. I started seeing hearts. They morphed into 7s. I have a couple
Whoa.
Thousand 7s in my phone.
Wow.
And then they turned into the letter C.
Okay, wow. Hold on now. Whoa. All right, now you just spin this angel's head. You just ruffled my wings, honey.
She's spun my head, too. She's spun my head, too.
She's ruffling. Wait. There's a doggy in my room. He's black.
Yes.
Who is this?
That's my honey. That's my C. That's my puppy. Huh?
No.
Oh, my God. He's so cute.
He is a handsome dude.
Okay,
he
I
is.
Got a young man in the room, too. Do you know who this is?
A young man?
Yes.
Yes, I have a son.
Thank you. I think this is your baby. He comes
yes,
up
he
as
is.
Your baby.
Yes, he is.
Okay, so he's like, Mommy, I love you, Mommy. I love you, Mommy.
Not often enough, but okay.
Okay.
He's here, Angel, by the way. He's still here with us. He's not crossed over.
No, okay, so hold on a minute. Okay, so is this person, hold on a minute. Mom's passed over?
Mom is, yes.
All right, because Mom comes to me very strong.
Okay.
Has a connection with your son. That's why I bring your son up.
Yes.
How old is your son?
30.
Okay. And what does he do now?
He actually...
She makes me feel like she's protective of him.
Okay,
she's very
that's
protective
good.
Of your son.
That's good. That's a good thing. They
all right.
The
you understand
thing,
that?
Yeah. The one thing they share is they're both reformed alcoholics. God bless them both.
Yes, that's why there's the bond.
That's probably
they
why
both
she
share the
over
same
him.
Thing in common. Amen.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Amen, sister.
Wow. Go ahead. Okay. So you're seeing. So you're telling me you're seeing sevens. Is that right?
It started at hearts.
Okay.
It became sevens.
All right.
And then it.
So,
and then
are you seeing sevens on license plates too?
And no, that's not. It's even weirder than that. I mean, that would be the norm. I'll
don't
see
worry.
Seven.
Don't worry.
I'll
don't
see
keep going.
Seven. Every Tuesday I cook for the homeless over in Newark, and every Tuesday
God
when
bless
I'm done
you.
Cooking. Yeah, no, that's not
yeah.
necessary, and I'm not saying it for that. But when I'm done cooking, there'll be either a pile of rice in the shape of a seven or a piece of chicken in the shape of a seven or a heart or it just is.
Okay. Can I tell you what that is?
Yes, please.
Are you ready? Okay.
Yep.
Mary Beth is a very spiritual number. I can tell you that. Triple means it's powerful and magnified in three times. It is an indication that you are ready to grow spiritually. So
that's
to do this, you must, reveal your highest self to be the best version of yourself. I feel like you don't give yourself enough credit for what you've done in life.
I haven't done much more, Angel. No. I haven't done much.
Got you.
I mean,
I got you. And I feel like you're a little bit, and please, no pun intended, honey. I'm just getting what I'm getting. I feel like that the love that you're receiving is not enough. You know what I'm saying?
It's
like your
enough.
Heart is longing. Like your mom gives me like she needs to nurture you.
Okay.
Like she didn't do
well,
it. Like
okay.
You know what your mom's saying right now?
Yes.
Shoulda, coulda, woulda.
Actually, you're on the money because
I'm sorry.
Don't be sorry. When we started the show and Joanne said, I know why you picked the number seven, I'm one of seven girls, and she thought that was why I picked the number seven. My mother,
yes.
being an alcoholic, she was functioning and she was loving, but there could have been more. Yeah, there could have been.
And that, is that why she comes off as like a Mother Mary, sorrowful, and I'm sorry?
She is.
And
she,
I feel like the I love you didn't come out as enough to all of you kids, you know?
It's true. True.
True, right? You had to fend for yourselves pretty much.
Yeah.
I feel like you and me got something in common. We'll talk, Mary Beth.
Yeah,
jeez.
Yeah. But my question was, where are the heart, the seven, and the sea? If I put them together, this is my interpretation.
Go ahead.
It's heart, heaven, seas. That's what I'm getting from that.
That means, well, now you know what? It's weird because I was thinking the same thing you were. I think that the hearts are love coming from heaven. Exactly. You're spot on, baby girl. Spot on. Also, remember something. Sevens are powerful flame numbers. They're, whether they're twin numbers or triple, that is not a bad thing. So
no,
what,
no,
what that's
no,
happening
I know
to you,
positive.
That just means that you are highly protected by your savior, first of all.
Mm,
you're protected by
that.
Your guardian angel. Okay? I get a Sarah on you, Sarah.
Mm. Don't know
I don't
Sarah.
Know why, but at birth, Sarah was assigned to you. It could have been a lady on this earth before you were born. You know what I'm saying?
Sure, sure.
Okay, so Sarah is your guardian angel, but Mom is very strong. Also getting September. Why?
Her birthday's in September.
Thank you.
You're
Thank
welcome.
You. I love you, baby. I love you. Stay strong.
Right back at you. Right back at you.
Hi, Mary Beth. What
hey,
did we
thank
get number
you, Mary.
Seven?
Thank you,
guys.
Have a great night.
Thank you. Yes, thank you.
Remember?
Oh, boy. What
hey,
an
Joanne.
Exciting evening. Yes.
We have Shannon back. She's back and able to speak now. So go ahead, Shannon.
All right,
you have a
Shannon.
Question for
Give us a shot.
Our angel?
Yes. Here. Hi. Sorry from earlier.
Hi, baby
I was
girl.
A little busy.
Yeah.
Just a little.
Yeah. You got kids?
No, just have a fur baby.
That's a baby, honey. That's a fur baby. They're a lot of work, honey.
Oh,
but they're adorable. Is that a puppy?
No. He thinks he is,
What's
but no.
What's his name?
His name is Dixon.
Hey, I knew it was a boy.
Yeah.
Go ahead, honey. Ask a question, dear.
Like
the
earlier,
stage is
I was
yours.
Saying, the person that I really just wanted to know on the other side, like, it's a person who I turn to when I feel unsure of what's going on or if I just need someone to listen, and I'll go to this person's grave often. And talk
Fancy
to them.
Fancy question. Is this a person that you loved very much and it's not family? Meaning not blood.
No. He was family.
Oh, he is family. Okay.
Yes.
Is this your brother?
No.
Why does he come off like a brother figure type? I want to say young now.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? Like 20s, 30s?
I mean, I have family
well,
who I'm
your
close
father passed?
To. No,
father
my no, my
grandfather.
My grandfathers, both my grandfathers passed.
All right, well, is there one that you're closer to the other? Papa?
Yes.
Is that Papa? What is that?
It is Papa. Oh, my goodness.
Papa. I go Papa. That's why I said that's my first name, Papa. He goes by the name of Papa.
Yes,
Papa
it was
was
always
a rolling
Papa.
Stone.
Yeah.
Yeah, right?
Yes. He was like a father to me and to my siblings,
okay.
My sister and brother, and he was always there for us through the hard times,
are you
the
Irish,
good times. I'm half Irish.
I can hear it in your voice. Can I ask you a question? Who's Anne?
Anne, I don't know.
Annie or Helen?
Helen is alive. She is my Nana's sister.
Okay, can you tell her somebody up here is saying hello to Helen? Give her a look. I don't know if she understands right now, but I don't know. Is this her sister?
It could be because two of her sisters are gone. Two of my great aunts are gone.
One sister was very close to Helen.
I am
okay,
not
so let
sure.
Her know that the one sister that was very close to her sent her love.
It could be Jeannie.
Jeannie with a J.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Jeannie with a J.
Thank you. I also see white flowers. Are you getting, you get married?
I'm engaged, yes.
All right. I see
there
the
we
wedding.
Go.
I
so
see the wedding.
Someone. So he is someone.
Now,
I always wondered.
Do you
want to
have babies?
That's what I would love to have. I love children.
I see the first a girl.
Oh, my goodness.
So can you let me know, please?
Definitely.
All right.
Oh,
well,
Shannon,
pick a number, sweetie.
I'm going to go with 23.
23 for Shannon. All right.
Because
okay.
It's my birthday.
Any
3,
other questions, my dear? You want me to do a card session on you? I'm doing like 5 cards. Can we do it?
Sure.
All right, put in your speaker.
All right.
I got you. Ready?
Okay, ready.
Right, here we go, young lady.
Oh, my God.
Let's see what we got for you. My suspicions are right, too. Shannon, are you in the medical field?
No, my Nana was a nurse. That's who was
okay,
in the medical
field.
Okay,
she's rambling on about the medical field, honey.
Yeah, she's still here,
she's
but...
a pip, honey. She's going and going, boy. That's my girl. That's my girl. Oh,
yeah,
you
Nana's still here.
No,
I wanted
no,
to be a teacher.
Teacher.
Teacher? Nobody, trying to think. Nobody is a teacher, but I wanted to be a teacher at one point.
Okay, all right. So I suggest to you, Shannon, do the things that you want to do. You're young, baby. You're young.
I
pursue
am
your
young,
dreams.
That's for sure.
A lot of good things come to you, baby. But I think right after your honeymoon, honey, you can get, you know. All right.
Oh
okay, one of your cards came up. Children.
Oh, my goodness.
Yep. Hold on. Doing a second card. It comes up, be tolerant. I don't know if you got a pain in the ass friend or somebody's bugging you, but be tolerant of whoever's bugging the crap out of you.
It could probably
honey.
Be either my best friend or my sister because they both act like sisters and they both tend to get on my nerves sometimes.
Okay, be tolerant, honey. Okay, also the third card coming up is be strong. Through all you've gone through in your life, you had your turbulence. It's done.
I had a lot.
Relax.
I had a lot that went on. I had a very uneasy childhood.
I know. I see it.
Now, oh, my goodness.
Shannon, is it fair to say that things have calmed down and turbulence is smooth now?
I would say so. I mean, in the past, since I moved back to New Jersey, my life has gotten amazing.
Where are you from?
Well, you
well I was born here.
Call, the second
I was
call we
born
got
here.
They said they went to Jersey and they said they were happy.
Yeah.
Wait, where are you from, Shannon?
Well, I was born here. I was born in Livingston, and then when I was 5, my parents moved to Virginia. But I came back about 5 years
ago. Do you have a legal issue going on?
No, no legal issues. Not me, anyway.
Okay, I see something going on in your family with the show justice at the law sign there, the lawyer sign.
My mom wants to get a divorce from my dad.
Oopie-dope, there we go. That's why. Mm. All right, honey, that's where your heart is, like, kind of hurting there, huh?
Yeah, because, I mean, they're both my parents, and I
You're
love them both.
You're not going to believe what the next card says, Shannon.
Oh,
you want
goodness.
What the next card says?
I'd like
Let
to know.
Let it go and give it to God.
Oh, my goodness, because it's probably not my business. I shouldn't be in it.
That's right. You don't know what would be on. I mean, I'm not saying mommy, daddy, you know, they're good daddy, mommy, daddy, good. But you don't know what's going on behind the walls. Only they do, hon.
Yeah.
But always know something. Their best interest is you, loving you, and your children to come. Okay?
That's what my dad
Are you
always
getting
calls
married on
that.
An island?
When? I'm sorry.
Are you getting married in the beach, on an island?
No. I mean, my idea was to get married at kind of like a country club kind of feel.
Okay, like sunflowers?
More like roses. My mom loves sunflowers.
Okay. All right. Are you doing like a grandma, like grandma likes those things? Why do I see white flowers?
I like flowers. I do. I get it from my Nana. That's something we've always talked
Thank
about.
Thank you. That's okay. I'm getting that from. Now who's the RN? Is that your aunt?
That was my Nana. She was a nurse.
Okay, so that's where the medical field comes in. Thank you, honey. Are you working at this time right now?
Am I what?
You're working right now?
Yes, I'm working.
I see you getting a raise.
That would be great.
Okay,
be great.
I mean, it's something. It's not too big, but it's something. Any other questions you want to ask me, baby girl?
I just want to know if, like, my papa is watching over me and... I just kind of want to know if my future is going to be more promising than my past. I guess that's the right way to put it.
What I need you to do, I need you to come out of the dark. I want you to start being more positive. Post positive things. Get up positive. When you get up and say today, baby girl, say, I'm alive and I'm thankful. And that will follow you. It's like a battery terminal, Shannon. Positive feeds positive. Negative feeds negative. Correct?
Correct.
I agree in that.
God is good, honey. God is good, all right? And that's why you're here. You're here for a purpose, honey. And you're going to have a beautiful family. And I can see you. Oh my God, your gown is gorgeous. But you're not a poopy kind of girl. So I won't give it all away. Right?
All right. Right.
Well, everything. Well, anything else, honey? Also, I do paranormal cleaning. And look me up, honey. JSA Paranormal. I'll look up Maureen Lynch. Would love to have you. And if you ever have a question, just shoot it through me, text me, and say, you know, if you say, well, Maureen, you think I should do this? You know, and I'll try to guide you in the right way. No charge, okay?
On that note, Shannon, thank you so much for calling. But on that note, before we take maybe one more call, John, let's let everybody know.
We got one more call.
Okay, let's let everybody know that Maureen is, you know, she's also part of the JSA Paranormal Investigation Team. You want to tell us a little bit about that, Maureen? Or?
Yeah, sure. I have a paranormal. It says JSA Paranormal Investigations. You'll see my picture as a profile. Our lead investigator is my nephew, David, who is also a wrestler, Ace Marksman. We are heavy now into paranormal. Listen to me. I got $6,000 in equipment. I got equipment that shows the perpetrator, I should say, all your loved ones on a camera. I'm not joking, on a camera. So check that out.
Wow.
We're very busy doing. If you feel that you know anybody, Shannon, having negative activity where a broom's moving by itself, doors shutting, gas stuff going on by itself, you better call me, all right?
Yep, sounds good. And not only that,
over
we're
40 years, honey, 40 years I've been like this, baby girl.
And,
anything you want to know. And I love you, Shannon.
And how about where can everybody just find you in general? Is it just
Maureen Lynch? And then when they add me as a friend, then I'll send them all my like pages.
Excellent, excellent. So also, guys,
okay, we got one more caller,
Jillian.
Let's go to our next caller.
Hold on, please, 1 second. Maureen also does private parties for folks that are interested in having private readings.
And those are good to have because if you know people that need closure, Shannon, you need 10 to book, okay?
Well,
and if you need any information, Joanne will give it to you, okay, about the pricing and everything, okay, sweetheart? And fabulous gifts.
Excellent.
All right,
thank
everybody
so
gets
much.
Gifts.
All right, who's our next caller, John?
Okay, Cindy's been waiting a long time, so I hope she's still there. Cindy, are you there?
Sorry, Cindy.
Yeah,
we saved the best for last.
Hi, Joanne. Hi, Maureen.
Hi, honey. How are you, Cindy? What's going on, Cindy? The stage is yours.
I just wanted to see if one of my loved ones is watching over me and... you know, see if she's around.
Okay. Are you getting anything right now, Maureen, for Cindy?
Yes, I am. Yes, I am. Can I ask you a question, Cindy?
Yeah.
Is this a female?
Yeah.
Is this your mom?
Yes, it is.
Okay, because I feel like it's a mom coming in and she's rushing in like... I felt the breeze come through my hair, like, poof. Well, she's got to get to you, got to get to you. Everything going on, honey? I mean, you're all right?
Oh, yeah, I'm okay.
Okay, all right. Mama says she loves you, that she's okay now. Do you understand that?
Well, yeah.
Okay. Go ahead, Cindy. Ask me anything else. What do you want to know? And why does April come to me?
That's my birthday.
She wants to tell you that's very special to her.
Mm.
She's making me cry.
No.
Sorry, guys, but I get to lose it too, you know.
Mm-hmm.
She loves you, Cindy.
Is
and
she
she's sorry. I don't know why she's saying that.
What's that?
I'm not sure why she says she's sorry. I think it's because she left you.
She's left me very suddenly.
Thank you. Thank you. You have your mother's, you have something of your mother's on you right now? Are you holding a picture?
No.
Okay, now can I ask you a question? If you turn to your right, is there a picture of you and your mom there?
No.
Okay, all right. Are you in your living room right now?
Yeah.
Thank you. I'm trying to get my, I'm going in my head right now. Now, I don't know, you have a lot of jewelry, Mom, is that right?
A lot of what?
Of her jewelry.
I have some.
You
yeah.
kept a few pieces, is that correct?
Yeah.
Okay, is this a wedding set?
Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you. Well, she's glad that you're wearing it and enjoying it. Thank you. Any other questions?
Is she watching over my dad?
We're getting close, are we? Dad's not doing good, right? Dad's not doing good?
Right.
Is dad in a nursing home?
No, he's at home, but he has 24/7 care.
That's why. Okay, that's what made me. Okay, that's why. I saw a hospital bed, if you will. Is that right?
Yeah. Yeah, he sleeps in a hospital bed.
Okay. Okay. You know what, Cindy? I'm not God, and I don't take God's job. You know that. But I can tell you. I feel like your dad's breathing heavy.
All right.
Is that hospice?
No, he doesn't have hospice. He's
okay.
He's
so
got a
okay.
Lot
so
of...
listen to me. It's gonna be like a long thing. You know what I'm saying? It's when God wants him, babe.
Yeah.
But
I
Mama's watching over her husband.
All right.
I love you, Cindy.
Is
pick a number, beautiful. Pick a number.
28. Hello.
28. 28.
All right.
28
okay.
For Cindy.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Cindy, for calling. Thank you. I have a question for our angel here. This time of year, everyone's interested in ghosts. Everybody's interested in ghosts and everything this time of year. My question for you is, why are there ghosts?
The veil unveils. That's why the veil unveils.
But why do?
Are you on the speakerphone still?
Sorry, I apologize. The veil unveils in October, but also harvest season is a new rebirth, new beginnings. You know what I'm saying? Starting over. But and Halloween actually means All Souls Eve.
Now, why
but go
do
ahead,
all,
John. I interrupted you. I apologize.
Okay. Why are there so many spirits trapped on Earth, and why don't they just go to the light like they should?
That's a good question, and I can answer for you.
And I want to know, with your paranormal investigation team, you must explore and investigate places where some spirits or ghosts have been there for hundreds of years, and they still haven't moved on. And my question is to you is, you know, maybe we don't want to die because who wants to be trapped in an old building for 100 years and still repeat things over and over again and have no end? So that's my question to you. What do we do about this and what happens?
Okay. Well, let me tell you my experience, all right? This is how it goes. When a person dies and they're lingering around, it's for one reason. They need closure. It's either a death. Or they weren't ready to go. Usually when people have cancer, they're gone. They go to the light and they're enjoying heaven. They're enjoying heaven, all right? They're enjoying Jesus's the porthole to heaven, wherever you guys, you know, whoever, you know, whatever anybody's belief is, you know, that's I don't touch that subject. But there is some things out there that people that who have murdered people that become bad paranormal are people that who robbed from family and they passed on and they find out that they've been robbed tend to come back and get even. Mm-hmm. And these are cases that we deal with where I was at a case where my sister got scratched. We saw it on camera. I mean, I got $6,000 in equipment. I mean, phenomenal. Check out the page. You know, you'll see all the equipment there. You'll see a video there. We're on call, and you'll see the one case we did. You'll see what an orb looks like. If you ever see an orb that's blue, that's tranquility. That means they come in peace. You see one in red, you better run, honey. I mean, I've seen it all. I've had, I did a call, me and David actually did ourselves, my nephew, he's a lead investigator. We did a call in Howell, New Jersey, doctor's office, you know, they do the joints and everything, and his patients were being touched. Beautiful place, too. So it took us 4, 5, 6, 7 hours to clean this place out. We had to get a priest, too, by the way. It turns out that the person before that who had that office killed babies.
Wow.
It was an abortion clinic.
Wow.
We had to send babies, thousands of babies, to the light.
Wow.
Now I'm happy to say the office is doing great since that cleansing.
Mm.
Any other questions?
Wait, without you doing that, Maureen, or other people sending these poor souls to the light, what happens? Why does God allow them to be trapped here? That's what I don't understand. I think a lot of people don't understand that either.
God allows them not to be trapped, but to get their answers. Like with me, like I feel like I've been here and I've been this since 5 years old, and I'm saying to myself, why do I have 18 ribbons of illnesses? Why? You know, what is my mission here? And now I know. Now I know, because people come to me and they touch me and they're in, before you know it, I got a Rolodex of 3,000 people. You understand what I'm saying? God allows us to, you know, to get whatever we got to get off, you know, our chest. I mean, I don't know if you're Catholic or Christian. It doesn't matter. It's just that we don't go on and on and on. I mean, everybody's got their own beliefs. You know what I'm saying? That's a touchy subject, John. But from what I experienced, when I was sick and my spleen ruptured and my diaphragm, my stomach was up in my chest, I remember closing my eyes and my mom, my dad were fading away. And they said, your daughter's passing. We have to get her to emergency surgery. I remember going through a tunnel of light. And if you look up everybody's stories who has went there, who crossed over and almost made it through the light, they'll tell you the same as me. Heaven is for real.
Mm.
Heaven is for real.
Mm. Now,
I forgot to mention,
paranormal...
you guys, that Aunt Colleen was my aunt, and I called her the night before she got on a plane to Pennsylvania. She's the one that perished in Flight 93. I said, Aunt Colleen, you can't go tomorrow. She's like, oh, you're doing that again since you're 5 years old. I got to get it done. It's a meeting. She was accepting an award because Bush passed the Disability Thing Act for housing for disability people that get, disowned from their families.
And she was on Flight 93 on September 11th?
Yes, ma'am.
Wow.
Yes, Colleen Fraser, yep.
Wow.
51.
Wow.
Maureen, have you ever experienced anything like a demonic presence in your paranormal investigations? And how does that differ from, like, a normal ghost hunt when you encounter something like that?
You know what, John? That's a good question, because sometimes when I'm on an investigation, I got to remember myself to breathe, because I'm the one in there who has to talk to these people.
Mm.
Ask them, what do you want? Why are you here? Why are you tormenting these people?
Nice.
Some cases are funny. Some cases are serious. That's all I'm going to say. But when you mention that word, it's like one time I had to go outside and just bless myself with sage, and say the prayer over and over and ask God to bless me, because I had an actual panic attack, because that's how close he got to me.
Wow. Hmm.
If you don't do this right, and if you go into a case with no faith in your heart, it's going to attach itself to you.
I wanted to ask you, I saw the live feed of you and David earlier today on Facebook, and he said, don't play with Ouija boards.
Nope.
And why?
Because
it's sold as a game, right? So why? Why?
It was sold as a game.
Right.
But look up how many cases people, you know, experienced bad things after it happened.
I don't know, John. That's why I was talking about it.
My new Ouija board movie.
Yeah, John's doing a movie about a Ouija board, so I'm curious to know.
Well, I mean, if I'm in that movie, I won't touch the board, but I'll be the victim if you want.
It'll be all special.
I'll be the haunting.
What, John?
All special effects.
Yeah.
Amen to that. You're going to do great with that, John. Really?
I hope so. I hope so.
I see you in and out of New York, John.
Oh, I got one question. Maybe maybe Maureen can answer one question for me.
Yes, sir.
My movie Bigfoot Blood Trap is being played at the Showboat in Atlantic City as a featured film there. And do you see us winning any awards for that thing? Because we worked really hard on that movie.
And it's getting a lot of acclaim lately, too.
Actually, I'm getting positive vibes on that. I can't say yes, I can't say no, but I'm getting positive vibes. That should be good enough. Positive, very positive on that
Excellent.
One. Also, I feel like you're going to meet somebody important, really important in the film business.
All right.
Like higher than like, how do you say, give me a name.
Steven Spielberg.
That's it. I was going to say Steven Spielberg. Yep. Yep.
Well,
I just feel like you're going to meet some you're going to meet very important people, and you're going to be approached to be part of a big film.
Nice.
Big
job.
Film.
Nice.
I also see you in Hollywood.
Nice.
Well, I don't
see you in
live
LA,
there,
John,
go
on a trip
visit.
In LA.
Yeah.
Going to LA, John.
I'm afraid to ask. Should I ask anything or no?
Well, we pretty much covered you on the phone.
Yeah, what a mess.
What a mess, yep. Give my
well,
love to
thank...
Darlene if she's listening.
Yes, I will.
I want to thank Maureen
Okay,
Lynch,
you ready to pick a number?
What, honey? What'd you say, Maureen?
You guys ready to pick a number?
You're the choice.
Sure. I'm picking 13.
My number was 9. I picked 9. That was my number that I had in my head.
The number that comes to me is 13.
13. Nobody won 13.
I won.
Oh,
is that
John,
you?
John wins.
Did I win?
Okay,
Maureen?
So what we could do is wherever you are, don't worry about it. You know you're my friend, but that's not what I'm picking up on. I want to pick up on things that are coming at you.
Oh, she wants to see you personally.
No,
okay,
no, no,
cool.
no. I could do cam with John. I can cam him.
No, I just mean
what I'm saying is I want to follow
him. Right. You picked him for a reason, is what I mean.
Yes.
Yes, that's what I'm saying.
Yep.
Very good.
So John won.
John's our winner. Oh,
oh
no,
my
it's
goodness.
Not a pick. I swear it's not a pick.
It's not a pick. But if John wants to give the number up, he can because he knows that I'm here and we're good friends. So, John, you want to give it to somebody else?
Oh, actually, no. I want to keep it for myself. I'm being greedy because I want to know
right
about
then. Congratulations, John.
Congratulations.
Can we close this with a prayer?
Absolutely, but before
sure.
we close it, give everybody information one more time. And let me just say, listen, Maureen, you were fabulous. I actually knew a few people that called, and you were on the money with all of them that I knew personally.
Thank you.
And
I've heard it's over, but that's okay. Thank you so much.
And you know that you hit everything on my head as well, the nail on my head. So
yes.
I can't wait to have you at the house. Maureen's coming to my place. We're going to have a party.
Stay in touch with me after you get 10 girls. Anything over is great, but just keep in touch. I need all first names only.
Yeah,
I need the count, the head count, 3 days before so I can get all the bags made, and I got a lady makes my chocolates.
I got everything all ready for you. Don't worry.
Okay,
wait
awesome.
A second. I heard only girls. Is that legal now?
That's not true. Nope, men too.
No, anybody could come.
Okay.
Anybody. No.
Anybody.
All right, anything else, guys?
Well, everybody, welcome. Thank you. And Maureen Lynch, the Jersey Shore Angel. You can catch her at her website, jerseyshoreangel.com. They also have the JSA Paranormal
Investigations.com.
And check her out.
And just add me under Maureen Lynch.
Yeah, and she's more than happy to take a call if you're stumbling. Right, honey?
Yes. Yes, dear. Yep.
Yes. And just want to say
within a reasonable time, you know.
Ah. So Maureen, you'll lead us out with a prayer?
Yes. Here we go. Ready?
You got
Heavenly
it.
Father. Heavenly Father, we come here before you tonight. You know, Momo here, you know, the angel.
Yeah.
I just want to thank you for blessing me since I was 5. I still have time, understanding it, but I know what I got to do. And I love loving people and making them feel better. And I want to thank you, and I want you to bless everybody at Applause Radio, Joanne, John, Darlene, everybody's family up there in Clifton. I want to bless my family, everybody who came online, their families, everybody. Lord, we give thanks. We will call all spirits to you, back to you. And we know that they're in your loving hands, and we'll see each other again. So with this, our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed
be
thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as in heaven. Give us our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we lead those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, deliver us from evil. Thy is the kingdom, the power, and the glory shall be ours and everyone. Amen. God bless you.
Amen.
All.
God bless you.
Thank you so
thank
much.
You,
and
Maureen.
Everybody, stay positive out there.
Positive.
It's a rough world.
Yes, and
you
I
got
will,
this.
I will talk to you very soon, and I will see you even sooner.
Thank you, beautiful.
All
love
right,
you. Bye, Joanne.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you so much.
Bye.
Joanne.
Bye. Well,
who do we have? Who do we have coming up, Joanne? Who do we have
well,
coming up on
want,
the next show?
Well, that's what I want to talk about. Sorry, I apologize, everybody, for my voice. I really do. But I did want to say, who we got coming up, John? Bear with me. Hold on. Where's my calendar? Where's the damn calendar? I hope everybody enjoyed
well,
the show tonight. I did.
We can always announce it on the website.
There it is. John, did you enjoy the show?
Oh,
John?
Great show. Great show.
Excellent.
I'm here.
Excellent.
I'm here.
Okay, so we have here. Oh, shit.
Come on. We got to get
somebody
on there.
I can't see. We got Marshall from Marshall. I can't. Oh, his last name. It just isn't with me. Hold on. I got taken away by her today. Oh, my God. Marshall Thompson from the Shy Lights is going to be with us on Wednesday. I know. I hope I have my voice by then. Marshall Thompson for the Shy Lights. You remember them? Old Girl, Let's Just Kiss and Say Goodbye. Oh, my God. And then we have on the 13th, Susan Jacks, thankfully, is coming back to us. And we had to reschedule her, and we appreciate her being so kind for coming back. Susan Jacks sang Which Way You Going, Billy. And we're going to double bill that night with Susan Jacks for the second half hour. Is Dawn Moore. Dawn is the daughter of Clayton Moore. He played the Lone Ranger. So that should be an interesting show. And the 16th, we're shooting for the Smithereens. So I have confirmation
goodness.
On that. Yeah, I got to wait for confirmation on that. But I am so sorry about my voice. I apologize.
Boom.
I will post all this information for those who can't hear me. And I just want to say thank you so much, everybody. And we should be up and going on Wednesday with
all
Marshall.
Right. Well, good night, everybody. Good night, and we'll see you on Wednesday. Everyone take
and
care.
And thank you for all our callers. Thank you to Maureen. Thank you, John. Thank you, listeners. We love you, and we'll talk to you soon.
Bye-bye.
Bye, honey. Bye.